Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. I'm Shannon Curtis.
And I'm Jamie Hill. Hi, everyone. Hi, Shannon.
Hello.
How you doing?
You know, I'm really good. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like I've just worked out, but I haven't worked out. Yeah. But maybe because I feel like I worked out, I've actually burned calories as if I worked out. So
interesting theory.
I don't know.
Specious. I think the term for your theory is it's specious.
You don't think it's science?
Shares a lot of the same letters. Very different word.
Yeah.
Hey, people, welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. It's lovely to have you with us. We're recording this on Tuesday, May 5th, 2020. You'll hear it on May 6th or later. This is fundraiser season for us. We just about 2 hours ago did our very first of 23 days of what we're calling a sustainability fundraiser,
yep.
Meaning that you're getting a short podcast.
Yes. During fundraiser season, we only have a certain amount of bandwidth to talk.
Energy.
To talk with each other.
Mouth
yes,
bandwidth.
Mouth width.
Ew.
Ew. So we, because every night we're doing Facebook Live broadcasts, and so our podcasts are going to be short for the next 3 weeks.
Yep.
Thank you for understanding. If you miss us, you can just go replay the latest Facebook Live broadcast.
Yeah. Or come see us live. Please tune in and join us. We are doing a Facebook Live broadcast every goddamn night at 7:30 p.m. West Coast time, 10:30 p.m. East Coast.
That's right.
And
it's via my personal profile, which is Shannon K. Curtis.
Facebook.com/Shannon K. Curtis.
Friend me or follow me there, and then you'll be notified that we go live there.
Yeah, so, and it's fun. They're about an hour long every single night, and we're doing a whole mix of stuff. It's like a weird little variety show.
It's so
great.
Fun.
We've set up a piano in the kitchen because that's normal behavior. Why, you might ask, we're doing this in the kitchen? Well, it's because that's where the best light is.
It's the lighting.
Any
it's
more
all
questions?
About the lighting.
Any more stupid questions? All right, moving on. We set up the piano and I am playing piano accompanying Shannon. The songs are being chosen by people who donate $20 or more to our fundraiser. We're doing a different kind of fundraiser this year.
Yeah.
We're doing a fundraiser through our Misfit Stars patron community, which is what drives this podcast. I mean, this podcast is where that started. This is really where it started.
That's right.
And it was just such a neat way to engage with people and let them be sort of a recurring support of what we're doing that we expanded it. And we're letting that be the engine for this fundraiser.
Yeah. So because of that, there are probably a lot of new listeners today.
Hey.
Because we have a bunch of new Misfit Stars supporters as of today.
2 hours ago.
Yeah. So welcome to those new listeners.
Oh my gosh, so much. And you know, we appreciate all of you so much. Old listeners, you've been with us since day one, a lot of you.
Seriously.
Since day 110. I don't know. You've been with us. It's great. New listeners, thank you for joining us and going on this adventure with us. We hope we bring a lot of value to your world. That's the goal. And we'd like to thank all of our new supporters. New supporters and new listeners are going to be, the Venn diagram of those is going to be about a circle
it's
right
true.
Now. Right?
I know, yeah.
But I'm sure we also have some new listeners who are not new supporters. You're just tuning in. If you are not a brand new fundraiser supporter and you're just here because you're here, please do consider supporting our fundraiser.
Yeah.
Shannon and I are doing what we're terming a sustainability fundraiser. And unlike regular fundraisers where you try to raise, you know, sort of in a single time, a big chunk of money, like a pot of money, instead what we're doing is we're asking people to make recurring monthly contributions, but much smaller dollar amounts. And we're not even counting the number of dollars we're raising.
Nope.
We're counting the number of humans, because we feel very strongly that if we can get a broad enough base of support from our incredible community, the money will work itself out.
That's right.
And so we have like $5 a month, $10 a month, $20, $31, $50, and $100. That's it. It's only six levels.
Yeah.
There are for people who are doing very well. That's $100 a month. And people who can just afford a little bit but want to pitch in. That's $5 a month. And if, you know, basically, if you want to support, first of all, if you can't support, that's okay. Just stick with us. Keep listening.
Yes.
We love you. We need you
it's
too.
Very important.
Yeah. But if you can, if you have a good income in this time, like your job didn't go away because of the pandemic and you're doing okay financially, please do consider supporting. You just go to shannoncurtis.net. It's on the front page. It's all laid out there very easily, very clearly. And please just give as much as you can. If you are choosing between 10 and 20 and you're like, well, would I miss 20? No. Please do 20. We'd appreciate it.
Yes. And, you know, we're calling this a sustainability fundraiser partly because this will be one of the ways in which Jamie and I are able able to sustain our lives and our work during this weird time that we're all living in,
yeah.
Since we're unable to tour and earn our income the way we normally do.
Yep.
But the other thing about being a sustainability fundraiser is that we really want you to participate in this in a way that feels sustainable to you.
Yes.
You know, we don't want you to, like, we love it if you get excited, like, yeah, I want to support Shannon and Jamie and I'm going to give, you know.
I'm going to give $50 a month. Yeah. But and then next month you're like, I can't afford this.
I can't do that. No, don't do that. Don't just you know, Jamie's got a great way of asking the question, like, hey, what's a dollar amount that you wouldn't miss each month if it came our way instead of stayed in your bank account?
Yeah.
You know, is that $5? Is it $10? You know, that would be the amount we would want you to do,
yeah.
If you're able to. So, and again, those of you who can't, because so many people are in a position right now where their financial lives have been turned upside down, just tune in, listen, yeah. Get some joy from this time together. We want you part of our lives. We want you part of our community.
Yeah.
And don't worry about becoming a supporting member at all. Just do you.
Yep. Yeah. Totally true.
Yeah.
One way you can help us for free is you could go onto Apple Podcasts on the internet. You could leave a review.
So true.
That would be helpful.
Yep.
You could click on the 5 stars out of 5 and you could leave a glowing review. That would be nice.
Yes.
We mention this every week. Do people do it? Not so much. It seems like maybe it's just hard to get on the internet now. I don't know.
Well, it's hard. I know. I'm not sure.
People are busy.
Yeah, people, I get it.
I haven't reviewed it. To be fair, it's my own podcast. And that would feel weird. Kind of like cheating.
The best podcast.
You know, like when you go to see, like you're in a town you haven't been in before and you are looking at restaurants and there's all these restaurants that only have like 1 review and it's a 5-star review. And it's like, this is the best food I've ever eaten in my life. My mom... I mean the owner.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah, so that's a way you can be supportive as well. So thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So welcome new listeners. Welcome new supporters. We're so glad you all are here.
So glad. So how are we feeling? How are you doing, baby?
You know, I'm okay. I'm really okay.
Good.
You know, that question is tricky for me these days because I feel like... there's the answer of like, how am I in my own little private world here in the four walls of our house?
Sure.
And then there's the question of how am I vis-a-vis
the
rest of the world and how am I feeling about that? And those answers are often very different.
Yeah.
In terms of like, how am I inside the four walls of this house? I'm good, you know?
You and I are getting along. We're doing good.
We're getting along well. We just put a little uplight on our new birch tree and it makes me so freaking happy.
People,
so
you
at nighttime you can see the tree.
You can get these things for like
ridiculously
$25
cheap.
For a 2-pack on Costco. And it's like $10,000 worth of joy.
It really is.
Oh my gosh.
It really is. So, you know, we're night people. So this is when we mostly look out our windows at night.
This is our and now our new lights time to shine.
That's right. So, you know, I'm doing great. I feel supremely lifted by the first day of our fundraiser today.
It went well.
People have really shown up for us already, and you know that's wonderful. Aside from that, you know, I'm excited. I'm really into the work that we're doing right now.
Me too.
You know, the album that we're making. I'm just genuinely excited about it.
Yeah.
I was having dreams about the live show the other night. Like
it involves synthesizers in a field, if I recall.
Yes, there was a field, but I won't get into all those details. All I wanted to say, though, is that in my dream, I was dreaming about specific songs that we were working up the arrangements for. And just like, you know, when you have those dreams where you just feel really happy in your dream, like they don't happen all that often for me, but like I had that. It was really great. Just, I woke up with a sense of just joy. It was really lovely.
That's wonderful.
And you know, so I've been working through, you know, what the live show is going to be like when we do our virtual house concerts. And I'm feeling really just genuinely excited about what we have to bring folks this year.
Me too.
I'm feeling good.
Good.
How about you?
Also good. Same kind of duality, you know, like the stuff that you and I are engaged in is like, we're really, really busy. Like I don't have that much time to worry, you know?
Yes.
Which is really
helpful.
It's helpful. But I am still doing a little bit of worrying, just because it's impossible for an empath not to in this time.
Yeah,
I think
I know.
Like the whole really just insane. Okay, the country's open again. Back to work started this week, and
in some states,
yeah, and we all know the ones, you know, the ones where the people in charge don't really care as much about the people in their state.
Well, here's how that breaks down, right? Like if the state is mandating that places stay closed that are not essential businesses,
yep.
then those workers who are out of work because of those closed businesses mm-hmm. can apply for unemployment relief.
Including a big extra chunk from the government exactly. to make it sustainable.
Yes. So great. But as soon as the state no longer has a requirement for those businesses to close, then if the businesses themselves open up and require their employees to come back, those employees, if they don't feel safe mm-hmm. to return to work mm-hmm. because they don't have the right protective gear.
Maybe they have a risk factor.
Maybe they have, or a loved one with a risk factor because... Mm-hmm.
Maybe they live with their grandma and she's 80 years old.
Or, yeah, there's just any number of reasons. If they don't feel safe to go back and they don't go to work and they lose their job, they're no longer eligible for assistance for unemployment. And so people are literally being put in the position to either go back to work in unsafe conditions
and risk your family's life
or lose your job and starve.
Yeah.
With no help.
They're being starved out. Like when you say like we're going to starve them out, that's what this is what that means.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievably cruel. It's unbelievably evil.
It really is.
There's absolutely no reason to do this other than pure ideology, right? Because there's a faction of people in this country who believe fundamentally as a bedrock ideological belief that people should not have unemployment.
Right. That there shouldn't be a safety net.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you arrive at that belief, but that you're right. There are people who believe that, and I don't get it.
Yeah, it's wild.
I've been trying to think, like, you know, and I'm sure that there are people listening who have observed this thing that we're describing and have probably also felt frustrated or sad.
Maybe are experiencing it firsthand.
That too. And it's, so it's one thing to like talk about it, like, oh yeah, it's terrible, you know? So my next thought is always like, well, what can we do about it? And I've been giving some thought to that. Like, we're really fortunate to live in Washington State where yeah. our state really is taking the lives of people seriously, like the lives of workers and, you know, and detailing a reopening plan that puts public health and safety first.
And is dictated by science and it's not rushed.
Yes.
And total side note to what you're saying, but like the reason we moved here, right? When you and I were considering where would we like to move when we got in the position to buy a house, we realized really quickly that we couldn't move to a place that didn't support Obamacare because you and I get our healthcare through Obamacare because we're self-employed, right? Well, it turns out there's a direct one-to-one correlation between states that supported Obamacare and you know, versus states that for ideological reasons didn't support Obamacare and states that are now doing right by their people in this time and placing their health over everything else and their safety and their personal well-being.
Yeah.
And so we're fortunate to live in a state that's like that, but like the decision was already kind of made for us because we had to live in a state like this for our healthcare anyway. And so it's just like this like self-reinforcing thing, right? Like there are just states that do better and better and better for the people that live inside of them. Mm-hmm. And then there are states that do worse and worse and worse for the people that live inside of them. And it's not like states like where we live, like, you know, oh, they're just tax and spend liberals and everyone's going broke. Give me a break, man. We live in Washington State. We have Amazon. We have Boeing. We have Costco. We have REI. We have hundreds
Microsoft,
of other...
Microsoft.
Microsoft. Right. Like our state is doing unbelievably well financially. It's just an ideological decision. Do you want to take care of your people or do you not want to take care of your people?
Yeah.
And there are places that are like, no, screw you.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about like, what can we do? And like, I mean, we can call our congresspeople, but I've actually been thinking about this. Like, I think I'll make a call to our congressperson tomorrow. Like, as far as our congressperson's concerned, like Washington State, our people are being taken care of because of our government is doing a good job for us, right? But like, I want our congressperson to be advocating in the next stimulus bill that Congress passes. I want our congressperson to represent the notion that that people in states that aren't handling this with the public in mind first should be protected in the next. Like we should be using, I want our congressperson to use whatever power he has to influence the bill so that people are taken care of. Like maybe.
Use the power of the federal government.
That maybe people who, you know, whose jobs are asking them to come back to work, but they feel unsafe, could qualify for the unemployment benefits. Like maybe that could be part of it. You know, I'm not sure exactly what it looks like, but like the rest of us, those of us who live in places that are privileged enough to be, you know, in a place that where science and experts and public health are leading the way, I would like to see us come to the aid of the people who are living in places where that's not the case.
That's a great
idea.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah. I'm on board.
Yeah.
Preach, baby.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, it's stressful to think about that. I get, you know, news alerts on my phone for better or worse. my ring, I don't have the sound turned on my phone, so I don't get any,
my millennial wife.
Any sounds, but I see the screen light up and I'm like, before I look, I'm like, is it bad? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it good? You know? But I saw two headlines back to back, both from NPR today on my, on my phone. And one was, I took a picture because yeah, it was just so like, ah. The first one says, an ousted scientist says in a whistleblower complaint that Trump officials opposed his early calls for coronavirus preparedness.
Weird.
And the second one right below it says, the White House Coronavirus Task Force will wind down its work around Memorial Day, according to Vice President Pence. And I'm like, okay, this is like not suiting up for the game and then bailing in the second inning.
Yeah.
Like, you're not showing up the way you need to be to prepared to meet this challenge at all. And then bailing. Like, because they want it to be done, they're going to just disband the task. Like, the virus isn't going anywhere.
I wouldn't say I've been missing work, Bob.
Totally. Yeah, I'm left kind of speechless. Like,
their plan is just to, quote unquote, reopen the country, to just let people die because they don't care about that. And then, surely, the third part of that plan would then be to make sure that testing doesn't happen. Make sure that there's not enough tests to go around so they can't count
the number of people, and they
can't report on the number of people who are dead.
Oh my God.
Although their own internal predictions right now are estimating that by June, which is like 1 month away, slightly less than 1 month away from right now, the number of deaths per day on average nationwide is going to double from where it's at right now, which is around 1,500, to over 3,000 deaths per day. That's a 9/11
every day.
Every fucking day. And we're okay with that, apparently.
I'm not okay with that.
I'm not okay with that either. It's just wild to me. It's wild to me that people could think that that's an acceptable way to live your life as a human being.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been seeing the fringier parts of my like connections on social media posting some disturbing things lately too, with these like quote unquote protests about, you know, they're AstroTurf protests.
Protests about what?
About reopening states, you know, the people that are showing up with their guns on state capitals.
These are not grassroots protests. So if you don't know people what the term AstroTurf means, it means it's like fake grassroots, right? Because like fake grass, AstroTurf.
Yeah.
So the idea is that like, it's not genuinely like all these good right-wing people coming together for a common cause.
No.
These are being funded by extraordinarily rich people and they're being organized centrally by a couple of people. Like every single website. Mm-hmm. There was a certain format of website a couple of weeks ago when these all first came out. It was like Minnesota stay-at-home protest.com. And then it would be like Florida and Vermont and Alabama, whatever. They were all registered by the same person in Florida.
Oh my God.
And then he basically just like, he seeded them all over the place and he was just doing posts on social media like, hey, do you want to do a franchise of this? I've got everything set up. Here's what you say. Here's how you do it.
Yeah. Like their posters are printed out. They're the same, like the same fonts. And so it's not like it's anything real, but with the protests, and then I'm seeing these people posting things about like, just conspiracy theory off the wall, like the virus is some, you know,
it was grown in a lab in China and Bill Gates is going to use it to microchip you with a vaccine.
Exactly. That kind of BS. And like, I've seen it pop up from time to time. I do my best to try to report all those posts as fake news on Facebook. I don't know if it does any good or not.
My earnest wife, ladies and gentlemen.
But, you know, I think it's something to be aware of. Like,
yeah.
Look, I understand. A friend sent me one of these conspiracy things. He directly sent me a conspiracy
theory. Like, he emailed it to you personally.
Yeah. And so I had to figure out how to, like, respond
kind
and compassionate way. And so I had to really spend some time with this today to talk to my friend about this. And look, I understand that this is a... This thing that we're all going through is a big effing deal. Yeah. It's a big trauma. It is bigger than anything any of us alive has experienced.
And sure, people want to go away.
And surely people want to go away. They want to figure out an explanation. It feels so uncertain. Nobody can see into the future about how it's going to all end. Like, so much of it is so... everything about it is out of our control.
Yeah.
You know? And so I understand the impulse. I really genuinely understand the impulse to want to try to find the behind the curtains, you know, secret reason for all of it, the you know, to have an answer.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's the same kinds of reasons why a lot of people, you know, can succumb to like really off the wall, like cultish beliefs.
Sure.
You know, like, yes, life is weird and uncertain.
That's
and
why
hard
people sacrifice virgins and worship the moon 1,000 years ago.
They're trying to find something to feel like they're a little bit more certain about it.
In control.
And then more in control of it.
Yeah.
And look, we're not. So, but I understand the impulse.
Definitely don't sacrifice virgins, by the way.
Speaking of that, we saw the greatest movie.
Oh my gosh,
Subtle
yes,
Sidebar.
We did.
Sorry for this rabbit trail, but we have to tell you, we've been doing movie nights once a week to give ourselves days off, and we found this great little indie flick on Amazon.
Yeah, it was like a South by Southwest jury finalist or something
Sundance.
Like that.
Sundance. It was Sundance, I think. Oh gosh, what was it called now?
It was called Extraordinary.
That's right.
Two words.
Extraordinary.
It's from Ireland.
Oh my gosh, it's about a woman who can exorcise ghosts, and also she's very lonely and sweet.
Yeah.
And
there's this washed up like rocker from the 70s who's trying to have a comeback, and the way he's trying to have his comeback is through satanic rituals to gain dark power.
And it's so sweet funny.
Oh yeah.
And like, I recommend it highly.
Yes.
I know we just used the word satanic rituals in the same sentence as sweet and funny, but there you go.
It's because the guy has to try to find a virgin to sacrifice so his album will hit number one.
Exactly, because that's how you do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, go see Extraordinary. Yeah. I get the impulse, you know, and I think that we're all gonna have people in our lives. I mean, there are people in my life who are posting weird ass stuff.
Yeah.
That like, you know, we're probably all going to have to deal with, you know, with how to confront those topics when they come up, because we don't need a whole swath of the population being unwilling to be vaccinated when the vaccine comes due or is ready, because they are thinking it's going to be some ploy to get them under the control of a global government.
A shadowy global elite.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need that to happen. Like, that's bad. That's very, very bad.
Yeah.
So,
it's
you know,
so funny. Like, we have this friend, one of my oldest friends, my best friend from childhood, is still basically my best friend. And he has worked in some capacity with or for the State Department for like, I don't know, 25 years now. And his whole thing always is, he's like, man, you can't even like coordinate a lunch at the State Department. These people couldn't do a conspiracy if you gave them $1 trillion and permission.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. So I do feel worried about that. And I'm working on figuring out how to compassionately communicate truth and reason amidst people's, you know, mad grappling for understanding in weird places.
I understand that we feel like we need anchors, people, but they have to be actual anchors rooted in something tangible and solid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So, you know,
no conspiracy theories, people.
No conspiracy theories allowed.
It's just the rules. That's the rules.
Yeah. You know, great bright spot of the week was we put out our new single.
Yeah.
Last Friday. A lot of you listening here helped us make a video for it, and it came together just so much better than I could have imagined when we thought
of
the idea.
Shout out to the editor, Shannon Curtis. Oh. Great job editing that video together, sweetheart.
Thank you. But I think what I mean by it came together better than I could have imagined was just seeing everybody's dreams and hopes put together. You know,
they were like, very sweet.
And it just, there was really powerful to see everybody, you know, whispering their dreams aloud and in the aggregate.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. If you haven't seen it yet, you can go to
your page.
My Facebook page or to shannoncurtis.net. It's all there.
Oh, yeah. Shannoncurtis.net. Go there. Hey, the fundraiser is there, too. Did we mention we're doing a fundraiser, people?
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, go to shannoncurtis.net. We could use the support. We're looking for people to sign up for monthly recurring contributions. It's inexpensive. It's very doable. We're looking for a mass of people to do it. Like with everything else we do in our lives, we're not asking a few people to do a lot. We're asking a bunch of people to do a little.
Yeah.
It's called crowdsourcing.
Yeah.
Everything we do in our lives is based on the principle of crowdsourcing.
Yes.
We try to do as much good in the world as we can for as many people as possible, and then we ask the people who find what we do to be valuable, if they're in a position to do so, to mm-hmm. please support us too.
Yes.
And it's like this wonderful circle.
Yes. So
commercial over.
Speaking of, well, kind of, you mentioned that we're asking for, you know, lots of people. The goal for this fundraiser is to get 150 people during the fundraiser period to become supporting members of our Misfit Stars patron community.
Let's talk goals a little bit, because we have some great goals.
We have great goals. We have three goals.
Okay.
The first goal is 50 people.
The goals are 50, 100, 150. It's easy.
We're not even talking dollars. We're talking people.
Humans. 50 humans.
Humans. So when we get 50 supporters during this fundraiser period, we will reach goal one. And when we do that, that's, first of all, it's just going to give us sort of like the basic foundational support to finish this record that we started before the pandemic came.
Like suckers.
Totally. And to get that out in the world. And also, as sort of like a sprinkles on top, what we're going to do when we reach that 50 person threshold is that Jamie and I are going to then start doing monthly acoustic concerts where Jamie's going to play keyboard.
Yep.
And I'm going to sing Shannon Curtis songs, but you all, our Misfit Stars community, are going to be the people that select the songs for the playlist each month.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play the songs that you want to hear once a month. It'll be a concert that is live streamed on Facebook and open to the public and free for anybody who wants to come and listen and enjoy. So we're going to do that when we hit goal one, which I think is going to be really fun. And we're doing kind of a little preview of what that's going to be like during our live broadcasts.
With a piano in the kitchen.
Yes.
Like one does.
We may not do the concerts in the kitchen.
I mean, the lighting's still going to be good there.
So,
we should do it in front of June's painting and just set up some lights. That'd be beautiful.
Done. So
you could even sit on a real chair. You still have to use a hairbrush, though.
I could. Okay.
Shannon's been singing into a hairbrush. It's so cute.
It's great. Goal two. What's goal two?
Goal two. Oh my gosh. Goal two is
amazing.
What's
the threshold?
The threshold is 100 humans. So once we get to 100 supporters in our fundraiser, again, irrespective of dollar amount contributed when you support, you could come in at $5 a month. You could come in at $100 a month. We've already had people at both ends of that spectrum just today.
Yeah.
So really, anywhere you can come in, please do. 100. Amazing. If you've got it like that, we could use it. Thanks. Great. There's a wonderful level called a buck a day. It's $31. So it looks weird when you see it because it's 31 a month. It's like, why'd they do 31. It's a dollar a day. The idea is, do you have a dollar a day? Cool.
Yeah. And in June, we just get $2 on one of the days.
Yeah.
Because it's a 30-day month.
Yeah. Same with April, really. Yeah. Yeah. And November. There's others. There's a little rhyme.
There's a little rhyme.
Point being, when we get to 100 supporters, what we're going to do is we're going to commit to making a second in 2020 full-length studio album. We usually do one full-length studio album middle of June every single year. We're doing that. We're also going to do a second full-length studio album, a full production big album.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be, we're calling it for now, the pandemic album.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be about this experience we're all having. And we're going to be soliciting experiences, stories from our supportive community.
Yes.
That's you.
Yes.
That's you listening right now.
So basically, like, the first step in making this album is going to be, well, first of all, funding it.
Yep.
Right? Getting to that 100 supporter level. But the first step will be research.
Yeah.
And the research will involve us asking you all, asking the people in our community about specific experiences.
Yeah.
And we will figure out how to gather those stories from you, how to gather those emotions from you.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing that research. Well, essentially I'm imagining that we'll end up with just a pile of stories, experiences, you know, from lots of different people that will then comb through and find the threads of commonality and write songs and put together an album based on on that.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Like,
sounds amazing.
You know, like we were saying earlier, this is a big deal that we're all living through. You know, like there are many nights I go to bed and for some reason when my head hits the pillow, I have this moment of realization or re-realization where I'm like, we're living in a global pandemic. How weird.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just one of those, like it's a moment in the day where I have that realization. It's a big deal. And, and it feels really important to us as artists to make a record.
To honor that.
To honor the experience that we're all having. Mm-hmm. And to make a record of what our experience in this time is, you know.
And it turns out the kind of document, the kind of record that we make is literally a record.
It's true.
But I think you were talking more about a documentation.
I meant a documentation, yes. To make a mark, you know.
Yeah.
A mark of like, we were here.
Yeah.
And
it's like the scratching your name into a urinal of art. Shannon was here.
I was thinking more of like lovers on a tree, you know.
Oh,
like,
sure. Sure, that makes more sense, actually. Yeah.
So that's goal two. I hope we reach it because I'm really eager to explore that kind of a possibility. And then goal three.
Goal three is going to be amazing. So goal three is if we can get, and you know what? Let's not say if, let's say when.
Okay, when.
When we reach 150 supporters, we're imagining, we're hoping that the amount of monthly support we will have accrued by then from those 150 supporters, we're playing the averages, we're hoping and assuming that it will have reached a level where there will be less stress on us to forage for our daily subsistence.
Yes.
Meaning hopefully that we'll have more time that then we can use to turn around and help other people. And specifically the way that we want to do this is I have particular skills as a mix engineer and a mastering engineer for making albums with and for people. Mm-hmm. And something that I'll be able to do hopefully starting this summer is to just donate my time to other working musicians, other people like us who have had their incomes devastated by this pandemic, by the fact they can no longer go out, do shows, tour, make their income the way they need to make it.
Yep.
If I could help people like that make recordings, you know, mix it for them so it sounds amazing, master it if they've already made it themselves, do both if they need me to, whatever, to give them a world-class sounding product that then they can take back out into the world to their people to give them something to sell, to make money, to keep telling their story, to generate income.
Yep.
And that could be just an absolutely amazing way to pay forward the generosity that our community is showing us in this time by supporting our fundraiser at shannoncurtis.net.
Nice job there. Thanks. With the ad at the end, shannoncurtis.net.
Slid that in.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And I really, you know, our community funded a pay it forward level last year, which we're still working on.
Yeah.
We're still working on with the artist that we chose for
that
midway, pay it forward
level. Johnny and I.
Yeah. And, you know, to be able to do a whole lot more of that, to get to spend however many months we are all, you know, social distancing and not able to leave our houses and all that kind of stuff. To be able to spend that time, not just like twiddling our thumbs, but to actually be able to invest our time and your talents in helping other people move forward with their own creative work. Wow, that would be so cool.
It would be amazing.
And those of you who are supporting us, supporting me and Jamie, you're helping make that happen.
That's
and
what
that's
you're supporting.
Just the coolest thing.
That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah. So that's neat. Thank you, those of you who helped make the first day really awesome, because it was really awesome.
Yes, it was. We did a lot of Jamie Oki.
Yeah.
You got to get on these live broadcasts with us people. If you're not on, tune in the Facebook, 7:30 p.m. West Coast time, 10:30 p.m. East. It's on facebook.com/ShannonKCurtis. That's Shannon's personal profile. And we do this thing called Jamie Oki, where while we're on the broadcast, anyone who contributes at a $10 a month or higher level, you get to pick a song. From the 80s, preferably. And if I, assuming I know it, I can look up the lyrics online. As long as I know the melody well enough to sing it, I'll look up the lyrics and I will sing one verse and one chorus. I'm not the singer in the family, but I am enthusiastic as hell.
Oh, you pulled off Prince like a badass today.
Thanks.
You really did.
Thanks. Really appreciate really that. Yeah.
Yes.
Did some Elton John too. It's and some MJ.
It's true. Yeah. It was all really good.
No big deal.
So that's $10 a month. $20 a month or more.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to request...
You get to hear someone good sing.
And you'll get to request a Shannon Curtis song special request, which we will then rehearse and perform for you on the following night's broadcast.
Because I've got to learn the piano part.
That's right. That's not a spur of the moment kind of thing. And that
for
said,
some of them, it could be.
There are some of them, maybe they could be.
Mm-hmm. Simpler
we'll
ones.
See. You know, I want to mention that there are some people listening who were early supporters mm-hmm. at $20 a month or higher.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you're not coming in on that during our fundraiser period, I don't want you to feel left out.
Yeah.
So if you want to request a song, we want to play your song.
Just get on the live broadcast.
Get on the live broadcast and let us know, or send one of us an email and we'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll figure out which song
you want.
But also,
we're not going to play it if you're not on the broadcast, because right. that would be stupid.
Yeah,
so
course.
If you want to do it, get on the broadcast and join us and we'll have fun.
Yes, yeah. That's right. That's right. So what do you think?
Well, you know, we talked a lot today.
I'm just about done talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be real quiet around the house
today.
For the rest of the night.
Yeah.
We're just going to go to our respective rooms. I'm going to edit a podcast. Fall asleep with my head on Pro Tools.
Oh, no.
No, I'll be okay.
You all, thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
Yeah. And for new listeners, by the way, say that you're listening for the first time because you just joined up today and you got the email.
Yeah.
This is not exactly the normal podcast format.
True.
You know, yeah. Sometimes we have structure.
Sometimes we have like actual topics yeah. that we dive deep into.
Don't expect that for the rest of this month, though.
Yes. Fundraiser time is different, but we will get back to our regularly scheduled deep thoughts after the fundraiser is over. But you all, thank you for giving us your ears
yeah.
And your time. And I hope that you have a great week. Take good care of yourselves.
Yep. Very much. And please come join us on live broadcast. Yeah. We would love the company.
We'll see you soon.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.